Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Perkowski. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harry Perkowski. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tommy Brown. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Lown. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Turk Lown. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bridges picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bridges. Baumholtz moves to second. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Baumholtz scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Fondi scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Adams reaches second base with a double. Perkowski moves to third. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Perkowski scores. Adams moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams scores. Two outs. It's Reds, 3, Cubs, 3. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fondi strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Mixis reaches second base with a double. Kiner goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. Greengrass hits a line drive into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown is 0-for-1 in the game. Lown hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perkowski is hit by the pitch. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Bridges moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Greengrass moves to second. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Greengrass moves to third. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Harry Perkowski. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Semenik moves to second. Bubba Church now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Kelly now pitching. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mixis hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-3 in the game. Bridges hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church hits a line drive into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to third. Greengrass moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Marshall scores. Greengrass scores. It's Reds, 5, Cubs, 5. George Lurchin pinch hits for Bob Kelly. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. George Lurchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurchin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Temple now playing second base. Clyde King now pitching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Fondi reaches third base with a triple. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fondi scores. One out. It's 6-5, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McMillan. Mixas moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's Reds, 6, Cubs, 6. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski moves to second. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klusowski moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Semenik hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-6, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Adams hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. George Metkovich pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Karl Sawatzki pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with King covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.